I'm Chevy, and today, let's build a shadow box. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It's Friday, which in the past has been question and answer or opening your mail day. Today, Friday, we're going to revisit last Friday's mail day in which I got this t-shirt. Now, this t-shirt came from Tony M. I'm not going to try and say his last name because it's Italian and I'll screw it up. Tony runs a board gaming website, blog, review, everything board gaming, called Board Game Quest. He had a t-shirt in a size that fit nobody, so he said, I'm going to give this to you, maybe you can do something with it. And I said, perfect, we'll hang it on the wall. And I've been looking for a shop project to do here on the show, and I thought this would be perfect. So what we're going to do is build a quick and simple shadow box just to put this thing up on the wall. Now, I purposely built this shadow box in a way that is accessible to pretty much anyone. The basis of the box is a box with a piece of plexiglass in the front. Now, a lot of ways that you could, one of the ways you can do this is to take your frame piece, say this piece, and cut a slot in it that the plexiglass fits in. And that's something that a lot of fancy woodworkers do. Well, I'm trying to do this so that this can be something that not every fancy woodworker, no, hold on, that people who aren't fancy woodworkers can do. So what we're going to do is essentially build two boxes. I've already cut the wood ahead of time, so all we have to do is put this thing together. That footage will be running here while I talk about it. So step one is we cut the back pieces. Now these pieces will make a box pretty much the way you're imagining a box would go together. These are called butt joints, where I'm just putting two pieces of wood together on end like this. And we're gonna build a box. The second box has miters. Miters are 45 degree corners which fit together like this. Think of a picture frame. So essentially what we've done is I've made this box a certain size and this box will be slightly smaller. So it'll sit on top of the other box acting as a trap essentially for the plexiglass to fit in. So let's start putting it together. Well, actually, let me talk to you about it first. This is some of the fence material that I had left over from my fence build. This is like really nasty 5/8 inch pressure treated pine, and it looks disgusting. This is a shop project, so I didn't want to do anything fancy, so I started with this. After that, I took the wood to my planer and surface planed both sides to make it a half inch thick. Then I took it to my jointer, jointed one edge, and that's important so that when I run it through my table saw, I get nice clean cuts that were all 1 inch thick. So all of these pieces are 1 inch wide, I should say. So that was the starting point. Then I cut these pieces to make my first box. Then I measured and cut these pieces. I will put the cut list, which is here, I will put that in the description of this video if you want to make a box like this. I don't know that it would fit your t-shirt, but let's go ahead and do this. So step one is going to be to assemble the base piece. Now this box is going to go together like such, and I will be assembling this with brad nails and my nail gun. So first thing we're going to do is start putting these corners together with a little bit of glue and some brad nails. Again, these cuts can all be made with a handsaw and a miter box. That's all you need to do this. You don't need a surface planer and a jointer and anything fancy. You just need a way to cut these to the correct length. Now, I'm using a nail gun. Something you need to be aware of when using a nail gun is when you put the nail in, it's going to tend to drift at a certain angle. This is only a half inch thick stock, so I have to be very, very cautious about where I place my fingers, or else I could end up with a nail through my finger. No nail that time. In my gun, they tend to drift inward, so I start my bit or my nail slightly outside of the board that's going to receive the nail. And there we go. Now, really, I don't know how necessary glue is on this. This is not something that's going to be structural. It's just simply a decorative item. Yeah, see what I mean? Nail through the board. Glad my finger wasn't there. That actually had a knot hole. If I was building this to be fancy or to last, I would not have used a knot hole there where the nail was going to go through. But, oh well, it happened. Okay, if you have a nail that drifts like this one, you can just simply cut it off or pull it out, either way. I'm just going to cut it off. Nobody's ever going to see it because our top frame is going to hide it. Now I just want to check real quick, make sure this is something that looks semi-square. I'm not going for perfection here. I just need to know that it's close. It's a little bit crooked. Just flex it a bit. There we are. Close enough for us. Okay, the next step is going to be to assemble this frame on top. Now, like I said, let me put it together on the table. This is a 45 degree miter, which my miter saw is not accurate at all. So these cuts are slightly off of 45 degrees, but that's okay because these aren't like load-bearing joints where I need to have a crisp edge. I'm going to be face nailing through these into the frame that we just put together. So really, I don't care. Again, this is a shop project, so I'm not concerned about the appearance, whether there's gaps in those or not. This functionally, because of the way it sits in here, hopefully you can see this on the little camera. Because of the way this sits, there'll be a lip in here. And that lip is what's going to hold our plexiglass. So, the trick here is when we put this together, we have to maintain that lip all the way around the inside of this box. It does not have to be perfect. Nothing on this project has to be perfect. That's why I thought it would be great for this show, because this show has never once been perfect. So it's going to be something like that. I'm just eyeballing it. Again, I'm not super concerned about perfection here. So I'm just gonna take one side off and start with this one, nail it down, and then we'll go from there. Now this is going to be a somewhat risky nailing because I'm not exactly sure where the board is underneath. So we're just gonna guess and hope we're close enough. No blowouts. That's amazing. Now we're just gonna continue around the box, putting these in place. This is just regular Tight Bond 2 wood glue, which is waterproof. Water resistant. I don't know that it's necessarily rated for outdoor use, but I really don't like the outdoor rated much at all. Still haven't failed. This is good. This might work out. Hopefully we're still pretty close to square. Let's check this top piece here. Nope. Way off. More glue. Make sure my spacing's good here. And it is. And I'm not really concerned whether this top frame is square. I'm really concerned about whether the back frame is square, because that's the piece that's going to be receiving the plexiglass. So this top piece is actually like way out of square. But as long as my plexiglass fits, it's fine. And it looks like the plexiglass is going to fit in there just right. So if you come to my shop and you ask to look at the box and you pull out your square and you check my work, you'll probably find out that it's way off. And I'm okay with that. I managed to guess all of those nail holes with zero blowouts. All right, so that's our basic frame. And again, all we did was build a frame around a frame. And this leaves us a lip inside of here for our plexiglass to sit in. So before I stick it down in there, I'm gonna take a piece of scrap. No, I'm not. I'm going to take a screwdriver and scrape out the excess glue. I just don't want it squeezing out on the plexiglass, because then it's gonna look like doo-doo. And even though we're not going for perfection, we still don't want it to look like doo-doo. All right, most of the glue's off. I'm gonna use a little trick that I learned using some sawdust. I'm gonna take the fine sawdust and we're just gonna rub it in this glue seam. And this will help soak up all of that excess glue and make it really easy to scrape out. Now I just take my screwdriver. Throw that on the floor. Now we're good. So now our plexiglass will sit down in here, nice and comfy-like, and we have a nice little shallow box to fit our shirt in. This plexiglass has been in my shop for a while, so I'm going to clean it, and then we will resume. Okay, plexiglass is now clean. I'm going to drop it in. It wasn't clean. Now it's clean. We're gonna drop it in the box. Now we just gotta put our t-shirt in, and I'm gonna show you my ingenious method of holding this shirt in. So I've pre-folded the shirt. I have not test fit it yet. So you're gonna see how it looks first, because I'm gonna hold it up to you. Ta-da! I think it looks okay from what I can tell back here. Oh, it's smushy. It went smushy on me. So we need to stretch it out a little bit to fill the corners. My gird. I didn't know this was gonna be the hardest part, would be getting the t-shirt in the stupid box. Oh my gosh! All right, new method. I'm gonna put it in like this, and then we're gonna fold the shirt in on itself. If you do this at home, you can thank me for failing before you fail. That's why I'm here. All right. Now, that looks pretty darn good. My ingenious method for holding this in is a piece of cardboard. Now, I could have made this box really deep and put like a piece of wood in there, like a picture frame that's wedged in or something like that. Instead, I chose to make it so that if I ever wanted to take this t-shirt out, I can take it out easily. And what I've done is cut a piece of cardboard with some notches cut out of it. And what the notches should allow me to do is press this down in here, and those sides will fold up, essentially trapping the t-shirt in behind itself. So, easier said than done, I have just discovered. Probably should have pre-done this before turning the camera on. Okay. That is essentially what I was hoping to do. Now, I'm going to take my stapler and just stick some staples in it. And hey, good news, they're not too long. Honestly, wasn't sure. If you aren't aware, I've pretty much just been winging it this entire episode. And there we have a t-shirt shadow box. I think that turned out really well. It's gonna look awesome on the wall. So we need to hang that up. But first, before we go, set it up back here. We got mail.
What's this? A letter for me.
Okay. I don't know if this qualifies as show mail or if this is just mail, but a person in the board game industry asked me for my shipping information. So I gave him the show shipping information, because I'm not giving him my home address. And he also asked me what kind of beer I like. So I have no idea what's in here. I also have no idea if he watches the show. Chevy, you look like you could use a beer the last time I saw you. Cheers, Travis. P.S. I really enjoy the Daily Shed. So apparently, yes, this was for the show. Travis saw me at Gen Con, and he's decided to send me, well, we have Melvin, the 2x4 DIPA, a double IPA. I've never had a double IPA. Sounds amazing. We have Fremont Interurban IPA. So these are all like regional beers for him. We have Wrecking Ball Imperial Stout. That just sounds dangerous. I told him I liked stouts and IPAs. And we have Half Hitch Imperial Mosaic IPA. So three IPAs and a stout. These all look amazing. I can't wait to chill them and see what they taste like. Thank you, Travis. Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate it. I hope that this picture frame thing maybe gave you an inspiration. If you have a shirt that you can't use anymore or anything printed like that, it's really easy to just throw together a shadow box and put your piece on display. I'm gonna hang it on the wall, and you'll see it there next week. So thank you guys for stopping by. I will see you Monday.
Hey Doc, wait, I wanna ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from deltas.usgs.gov. Which river rises in the Black Forest and flows into the Black Sea? The Danube River rises in the Black Forest Mountains of Germany and flows eastward into the Black Sea. It is an important international waterway flowing through or forming part of the borders of 10 countries and through major cities such as Vienna, Bratislava, Budapest, and Belgrade. Interesting. Also interesting that that is on the U.S. Geological Survey website. We do know things about the rest of the world.